Good morning to you. Revisable life imprisonment for the hitman who killed Gary Hutch. The accused, also Irish, fired several shots against a member of the Kinahan clan in Meath. The hitman faces the prosecution request of revisable life imprisonment, a new term in Spain, for the assassination of the Irishman Gary Hutch in 2015 in the context of a fight between two criminal organisations which operated internationally and caused several deaths, some in Spain and elsewhere. The accused is in court in Malaga today with a jury of 9 members and 2 extras, given the responsibility of reaching a verdict. The suspect has been held in custody since September 2016, when he was in possession of a yacht worth more than €100,000, despite having no legal income. 3 arrested in Torrevieja for defrauding millions from foreigners via property sales. Clients were conned into paying deposits as much as €30,000. The Guardia Civil arrested in Torrevieja 3 people for having organised a plan to defraud foreigners via property sales and alleged red tape. 2 were romantically involved to gain the confidence of their victims, and the 3rd taken into custody is a lawyer. Their clients, mostly foreigners, thought they were in the hands of professionals and were happy to hand over cash or cheques. More than €800 for an NIE residency certificate and €3,500 to test their solvency in Spain. 2 Spanish men, aged 47 and 50, and a Polish woman, aged 34, were arrested as the presumed authors of property frauds, falsification of mercantile and official documentation, and defrauding over residence permits and belonging to a criminal organisation. And finally, the tourism rental websites will oblige their owners to register their homes with a Junta de Andalucía. The deadline is the end of this year, by which the owners of the website must register with the Junta to allow advertising on their pages. It follows a new decree over tourism homes in Andalusia. Airbnb has already told its clients they have until 30th of September to inscribe in the official register. The local company, Spain Holiday, announced that from July the 1st, all their advertisements must have a tourist occupancy licence. President of the Andalusia Association of Tourism Homes, Carlos Pérez Lanzac, said he'd started the crackdown a year ago and said it's fantastic news for us and we're confident by the end of this year all these internet platforms will come under this strict regulation. Legal adverts will have the prefix VFT, Homes for Tourism Ends, and without the prefix, the platforms must reject them automatically. For TRE, I'm Howard Brereton.